freedom doesn't come free. And if I don't come to the end of the battle, join forces to help fund the memory of the prisoners of war and those missing in action who made the ultimate sacrifice in service of our nation.
It's a new month, a new week, and a new opponent. The Kannapolis Cannonballers are on the road for the first time ever in Charleston, South Carolina, facing off against the Charleston River Dogs, who are on top of the Carolina League South Division. It's a battle of the first and second place teams in the Carolina League South Division. And oh my, what a humdinger of a week we've got coming up here in Charleston, South Carolina at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast on the Wallers Baseball Network. I'm your host, Dan Lodi, bringing you all the action, of course, here on the road here live in Charleston as the Ballers coming off of one of their best weeks of the season. Five wins in a row, all against the Delmarva Shorebirds. The River Dogs in the second of a two-week homestand, coming off of a series split against the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization. They'll turn their eyes towards Kannapolis, who again are on a bit of a hot streak. Five of their last six, including five in a row against the Delmarva Shorebirds. They'll look today to set things on a good foot against these Charleston River Dogs, a team that they took five of six from back on base for the center fielder, Eddie Park. Eddie Park, one of the new adds to the roster, 6'1", 190-pound lefty bat, 21 years of age. He calls San Jose, California home. He went to school at Stanford, was one of the standout bats at Stanford, and really a highly talked about guy. A lot of the White Sox brass talking very highly of Eddie Park, and they're excited to see what he's got as he makes his single-A debut tonight. First pitch fastball from Martin is on the inside corner, 0-1 here count on the Ballers center fielder, Eddie Park. Martin working from the windup. Charleston in their white tops and white pants tonight. The home whites as he fouls off the 0-1 does Park. 0-2 your count on the Ballers center fielder. Ballers in the blue tops, gray pants. River Dogs in the all white. On this Tuesday evening in Charleston, a beautiful high 80s night with clear skies right on the coast here in South Carolina. 0-2, Martin's pitch. Inside, Park will take as this one is low and inside. 1-2 now on Eddie Park. Brooks Baldwin, third baseman, awaits on deck. Jacob Gonzalez in the cleanup spot is a shortstop. The first-round pick in 2023 by the White Sox out of Ole Miss makes his single-A debut tonight and this Tuesday evening in Charleston. 1-2, Martin's pitch to Park is up and away. 2-2 now. Park works a good count. That'll send it into the bottom half of the first, the home half. The River Dogs will send three batters to the plate. It'll be Simpson, Kenny, and Isaac when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Charleston. Still scoreless between the Ballers and the River Dogs. Crushed the Ballers in that week up at Atrium Health Ballpark in April. Got a whole bunch of stolen bases as time called. Frank Jones, our home plate umpire, is asking for a reset of the pitch clock. So 2-0 count on Chandler Simpson. The righty Drew McDaniel gets the start. His 2-0 to Simpson is a fastball up and away. 3-0 now, quickly the count. And if you are Drew McDaniel and the Ballers, the last thing you want to do is give Chandler Simpson a free pass on base. And Simpson starting to look around. Full count. It's a 3-0 count on Kenny. Pitch deliver. This one's a fastball inside and low for ball four. And all of a sudden now Charleston threatening early. It's a two free passes issued now. And that'll send us into the third batter in the lineup. It's Xavier Isaac. Xavier Isaac, one of the biggest power bats in minor league baseball. 12 homers on the season. A first-round pick by the Rays in 2022. Steps in for the first time tonight against McDaniel. First pitch fastball is in there. Right down Broadway, called strike 0-1 on Isaac. McDaniel making his 17th appearance of the season. 14th start of 2023. He has pitched once against Charleston, ran into some trouble in his four innings, six hits, three runs, a walk, and three punch-outs as Isaac hacks at the 0-1 on the breaking ball and misses. 0-2 now on Isaac, the first baseman. Big spot here for McDaniel. Of course, you want to get a spot here where Isaac gets a ground ball. It would force potentially at least one out. And you get out of the frame unscathed. I didn't quite catch what happened. But Yonaker Betancourt is now down over by the first base bag. At second is Cermak. Looked like a collision between the two. It's probably likely going to be a single and then an E6, allowing Cermak to advance on the play. Of course, that'll probably be Kenny scoring as well. Two runs to score. Charleston up to now a 2-0 advantage in this bottom of the first inning. But quickly now, our attention is moved to Yonaker Betancourt. It looks like he is either stepped on or rolled up on or collided with against Ryan Cermak. We'll see what Betancourt is up to as now he's to his feet. That ball is over the wall and out of here. Well, John Diaz lifts a solo homer, and the good times keep rolling for the River Dogs. It's Diaz's fifth home run of the season, and the River Dogs now lead 4-0 in this bottom of the first inning. They have come out of the swinging at all cylinders at the plate. Diaz with his fifth home run of the season. And now the Ballers find themselves trailing 4-0 in this bottom of the first inning. Two outs, and Carlos Colmenares will step in. Carlos Colmenares, a shortstop, will step in. Now the seventh batter of the frame. Showing bunt on the first pitch. Pulls it back. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike. 0-1 your count now on Carlos Colmenares. Drew McDaniel on the bump, facing his seventh batter of the frame. Still no arms warming in the pen. First pitch is a strike. Second pitch also a strike to Colmenares. 0-2 your count. Two outs. Bottom first. Charleston on top. 4-0 over York Annapolis Cannonballers. Bit of a wild inning. Four runs on just one hit. 0-2 to Colmenares in the dirt. Blocked by Gonzalez. Gets to the backstop. 1-2 now on the shortstop for Charleston Colmenares. Christopher Berrette awaits on deck for Charleston. Bottom of the first. Again, 4-0 Ballers. A pair of walks to lead off the game for Simpson and Kinney. Xavier Isaac strikes out, but he allows the runners to move up. 1-2 is up and in. Colmenares has to duck out of the way. 2-2 now on the River Dog shortstop. An error by Gonzalez at short allows Cermak to reach and scores a few runs. 2-2 by McDaniel to Colmenares, up and away. 3-2, count runs full. An error by Gonzalez forces Cermak on base. Spikes grounds out, but moves the runner up, and then John Diaz with the solo homer. 3-2 count. McDaniel's pitch. Swung on and lifted high and foul down the third base side. Keep it at 3-2 and we'll do it again on Carlos Colmenares. Well, the Ballers have quickly dug themselves into a bit of a hole here. They've allowed just the one hit. As we'll get an update on what runs are earned or unearned. So at the moment, no earned runs were allowed by McDaniel. 3-2. Well, Jacob Gonzalez, the 2023 first-round pick for the Chicago White Sox, will step in. It's his single-A debut tonight here at Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park, top of the second inning. And Trevor Martin back on the bump for another innings of action as time called at the plate by Frank Jones. Jacob Gonzalez, a shortstop. Bryce Willits and Chris Lanzilli to follow here in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gonzalez digs in. First pitch from the Roddy Martin is flailed at and missed by Gonzalez. 0-1 is your count. Again, Gonzalez, Willits, and Lanzilli do up top of the second. Ballers trailing 4-0 to the Charleston River Dogs. 0-1 pitch. This one is low at the plate. Gonzalez will take 1-1 is your count. Former Ole Miss Rebel Gonzalez, the 2021 Freshman of the Year, as awarded by D1 Baseball. 1-1 on the way from the Roddy Martin is low and outside. 2-1 on Gonzalez. Got a little bit of a sneak preview of Jacob Gonzalez a couple of weeks ago when the Ballers, actually, while the team was on the road in Carolina facing the Mudcats, the White Sox had their draft camp in Kannapolis, and Gonzalez is able to get some work in at the field. 2-1 in the left. Playable for Berrette. Under it for the out. F7 in the book for Jacob Gonzalez. His first at bat. He is 0-1 on the night. That'll send things to Bryce Willits, the DH. So single for Lanzilli, his first at bat, and he gets a base knock. So one on now and two down, and due up is Yonaker Betancourt. First base. So Betancourt will dig in after a bit of a scary play in the bottom of the first. We thought he wouldn't be able to continue, but after the collision, stays in the game. Lanzilli is at first. He extends his hit streak. He's down exceptionally well in getting on base as Lanzilli. First pitch to Betancourt. Swing and a miss. Check back on the runner at first. Did they get him? Yes, they did. A snap throw on the first pitch, and Lanzilli dives back in, and he is tagged out. And everything that could ever possibly go wrong for Kannapolis is happening tonight. Lanzilli is put out on a 2-3, I would say. 1-0 is spun in beautifully for a strike. 1-1 on Berrette. An error from Jacob Gonzalez. It's short. Kind of forced the baller's hand through the rest of the inning. 1-1 is inside to Berrette, but it is called a strike. 1-2 now on Berrette, the left fielder. Time call to the plate by the River Dogs, the left fielder. Mario Fernandez, catcher, awaits on deck. And then in the hole is the fastest man in minor league baseball, Chandler Simpson, who's now at 79 stolen bases. 1-2, McDaniel's pitch. This one is loved down the left field line. That'll land fair and hook into the bullpen for Kannapolis. They're going to see about it as now no play. It'll be a ground rule double as it ended up into the bullpen area for Kannapolis. Two times now the River Dogs have picked up a hit. So runner on second. Berrette leads it off with a double. One on and nobody out. And the nine-hole batter Mario Fernandez due up. Well, as mentioned, Kannapolis has just run into a bit of a tough luck night here on this Tuesday evening in Charleston. Four runs in the first inning, and now you get a leadoff double. Time called at the plate by Juan Gonzalez, the catcher for Kannapolis. Shallow center. Incoming is Eddie Park. He'll call everyone off and make the grab for the out. No tags as it was into shallow right center. So it's a F8 in the book for Cooper Kenny. A much needed flyout for the ballers on defense. One down and Xavier Isaac will step in. So Xavier Isaac will get his second at bat of the night. He struck out his first time up against Drew McDaniel. Isaac batting 259. He's got 14 doubles, 12 homers, 46 walks on the season. His on-base percentage is low at 374, but his slugging at 475 proves to be the difference maker in the lineup. He swings at the first pitch and misses. 0-1 is your count. Bit of a flail swing and a breaking ball for McDaniel on the outside corner, but he couldn't catch up. It's an 0-1 count on Xavier Isaac. Fernandez at third, Simpson at second with a huge lead. 0-1 pitch. This one is inside and low to Isaac, even at 1-1. McDaniel has one strikeout of the night. It was Isaac in the first inning. He has walked a total of two batters tonight. The River Dogs now have four hits on the board. 1-1 from the righty. This one's a breaking ball. This one's beautifully placed. 1-2 now. 75-mile-an-hour breaking ball that just bit through the air and snapped into the zone for a called strike. 1-2, your count. On deck awaiting is Ryan Spikes. The righty from Conyers, Georgia. Third round pick in 2021. Spikes is on deck. Cermak playing in just his 15th game of the season. Had a lot of injuries so far in the year. 0-2 just a bit outside. Tried to stretch the zone, did McDaniel at 92. Instead, it's a 1-2 count now on Ryan Cermak. Great crowd on hand for a Tuesday night here in Charleston. As mentioned, pumps in the park night. And overall, just a nice night considering some of the temperatures last week. My goodness, it was a toasty one. 1-2. This one's grounded towards second. Camilletti to his left field. On to first he goes for the out. And it's just one run on the board for Charleston. A 4-3 ground out for Ryan Cermak is the third out of the bottom of the second inning. So we're through two here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. Ballers trailing 5-0. Still a lot of baseball left. We'll see what comes of the third inning when we come back. It'll be Betancourt, McCarthy, and Gonzalez on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Yonaker Bettencourt leads it off top of the third inning here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. The River Dogs who lead your Cannonballers 5-4. But the Ballers still looking for their first hit and their first base runner of the their first runner in this third inning as they got a single off the bat of Lanzilli. It was cut short, though, on that at-bat. First pitch is flown out and foul down the first baseline. Bettencourt will have an 0-1 count. Little foul ball down the first baseline for Yonaker Bettencourt. 0-1 count. Here on Yonaker, the first baseman, Ryan McCarthy, the local product. Went to school just across the street at the Citadel. Is on deck. And then Juan Gonzalez, the catcher, bats in the hole. 0-1 from Martin. This one's chopped foul down the third baseline this time. Ends up as a souvenir for a lucky fan. Now 0-2 on Bettencourt. Interestingly enough, the Charleston River Dogs home here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Of note, they do not have, this is the first time I've seen it in the Carolina League since the updates were made a few years back. They do not have the netting all the way down the line on either side. It's just dugout to dugout here in Charleston. So fans down the line definitely have to keep a heads up. 0-2, Martin's pitch to Bettencourt. This one's grounded towards short. Cole Menares with a routine play. Sets his feet. Across he goes for the out. 6-3 ground out for Yonaker Bettencourt. He's the first out of this top of the third inning. And now due up is Ryan McCarthy, the right fielder. Ryan McCarthy makes his return here to Charleston. He played both football and baseball for the Citadel just across the street. Played in this ballpark here and across the street as well at the football stadium. First pitch is in there, 0-1 your count. On the right fielder, Ryan McCarthy. He was a quarterback his freshman year and then moved to wide receiver midway through his redshirt freshman year. 0-1, Martin's pitch. Curveball upstairs. Called a strike, 0-2 now on Ryan McCarthy. Waiting on deck is Juan Gonzalez, the catcher. Ballers looking for some offense. They've only got the one hit off the bat of Lanzilli. 0-2 from Martin. Fastball is low. He tried to Gonzalez making his first appearance here in Charleston. Ballers looking for a little bit more success at the plate against these River Dogs. 1-0 pitch. This one is on the outside corner. 1-1 on Gonzalez. Mario Camiletti awaiting on deck. 1-1 count with two outs. Pitch on the way from Martin. This one's poked into left center field. Hit well. That'll drop by Simpson and be a base knock for Juan Gonzalez. Simpson's got some speed, but not enough out there in center as it drops to the ground. And Juan Gonzalez has a two-out single. He's on base for the first time tonight. Mario Camiletti will stand in one on and two outs. Mario Camiletti will dig in here in this top of the third inning. Ballers trailing 5-0 to Charleston. First pitch on the way from Trevor Martin, a check swing. Did he go around? Doesn't matter. It's a called strike anyways. 0-1 now on Camaletti. Camaletti, his first time up, struck out. He's one of four strikeout victims of the night for Trevor Martin. No arms warming in either bullpen. It's been a good night so far for Charleston all around. They're up 5-0. 0-1 pitch. Oh, and inside, Camaletti will take. It's 1-1. Camaletti leading the Carolina League in on-base percentage as well as free passes. He has been sensational in getting on base. He's got a total of 70 walks and a .430 on-base percentage on the season entering today. 1-1 count, Martin's pitch. This one's lifted in the air left field, kind of shallow. Barrette in after it, has in his eyes and has in his hands. Four out number three, F7 in the book for Mario Camaletti. He is now 0-2 on the night, and that is the third out of the top of the third inning. Well, the ballers get a single from Gonzalez, but other than that, it is a bunch of nothing as Canapolis still looking for some offense here in this top of the third inning. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Charleston, it's 5-0 River Dogs in this series opener here in the coast of South Carolina. 0-1 of the night is Spikes. He grounded out to the back to the third baseman Baldwin in the first inning of offense for Charleston. River Dogs put a grand total of seven batters to the plate in the first inning. First pitch is in there. 0-2 now on Spikes, the third baseman. Diaz and Colmenares to follow. McDaniel's 0-2 pitch. This one's lifted high and foul. 0-2 stays your count on Spikes. Spikes is leading all River Dogs in strikeouts. He's got 121 on the season. Pitch on the way from McDaniel. This one's swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Drew McDaniel has another strikeout now. It's his third of the night. His first, that's not Xavier Isaac. So Isaac is two punch outs, and Spikes has one. They get three for McDaniel. One on and one out, I should say, and nobody on base for John Diaz. John Diaz will step in. First pitch from McDaniel. A curveball is in there called strike 0-1 on John Diaz. Diaz had a solo home run his first time up as he chops the 0-1 foul. That'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. 0-2 now on John Diaz. 0-2 count, 1 down. McDaniel sets, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Drew McDaniel with four punch outs tonight. Back-to-back punch outs of Spikes and now Diaz. Two outs now and Colmenares will step in. Nobody on base and two down. Colmenares, his first time up, flew out in the left field. McDaniel's first pitch delivered as a curveball outside. A 1-0 count now on Colmenares. McDaniel seems to have settled in a little bit more here in this bottom of the third inning. He offers the 1-0. It's low. A 2-0 count on Colmenares. Colmenares, one of the prized possessions of the Rays international free agent signee class in 2021. Signed out of Venezuela. 0-2. This one's by the first baseman Betancourt in the right for a base hit. Colmenares on base for the first time tonight. A two-out single. One on now and two down for the River Dogs. And due up is Christopher Barrette. So Christopher Barrette will stand in as Colmenares reaches on a two-out single. It's a fifth hit of the night for the River Dogs. Ballers with just two on the evening. McDaniel sets on the bump, first pitch. Showing bunt, Barrette gets it down, but it's foul, 0-1. On the left fielder, Barrette. First at bat, he doubled. Out into left field. That was the first of back-to-back doubles in the second inning that gave the River Dogs another run. McDaniel trying to calm the River Dogs offense down. would be the first inning he gets with a zero on the board for the River Dogs. This Eddie Park, Brooks, Baldwin, Jacob Gonzalez do up here in this top of the fourth inning here. And Joseph P. Rowley Jr., Park Ballers still trail Charleston by a score of 5-0. Ballers looking to get some offense rolling. First pitch to Eddie Park is up and away, a 1-0 count now as Trevor Martin returns for his fourth inning of action. River Dogs have Sac Annapolis down well, just two hits on the board for the Ballers tonight. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch is fouled off by Park, 1-1. On the former Stanford outfielder, Eddie Park. San Jose, California native. Went to school at Stanford. Again, one of the new draftees by the White Sox here in 2023. One of three added to the roster just today. Gonzalez and Calvin Harris also being added. Park swings the 1-1 and misses at 92 miles an hour. Making a 1-2 count now on Eddie Park. As mentioned, a lot of high praise from a lot of the White Sox folks and a lot of the reporters we talked to. Eddie Park, certainly a guy to watch. And coming for Canapolis, 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. Martin gets a fastball right down the middle, and Park can't catch up. He's 0-2 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. One down, nobody on base, and Brooks Baldwin will dig in. So Park now 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Baldwin digs in. He's 0-1. Trevor Martin with a grand total here of five strikeouts on the night. First pitch to Baldwin is spun in there and called strike 0-1 on Brooks Baldwin. Trevor Martin certainly can go deeper into games. He averages about 3 to 4 innings. He went 7 innings in a start against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers back in June. 0-1 fouled off by Baldwin, staying alive. 0-2 now on Brooks. And as mentioned, a really good crowd on hand here in Charleston on a Tuesday night. River Dogs putting together a nice little second half of action thus far. They had the worst record in the first half, and now they're back in the second half and surging. 0-2 check swing. Did he go? No. Says infield umpire Tyler Hovick. Baldwin stays alive at a 1-2 count. Trevor Martin again, the 6'5 righty, former Oklahoma State Cowboy. He spent 2022 in just one game in the Florida Complex League down with the Rays. One inning with one hit, two strikeouts in 2022. He's had more of a season this year in Charleston. 1-2, lifted eye and foul. Keep it at 1-2, we'll do it again on Brooks Baldwin. Jacob Gonzalez awaiting on deck, former Ole Miss Rebel. Martin on the bump with the glove at the belly, 1-2 count, here's the pitch. Low went inside, Baldwin takes on a ball in the dirt. Count runs even at 2-2. Baldwin popped out to Isaac in the first inning. He's 0-1 on the night. Is Brooks Baldwin. 2-2 count, one down, top of the fourth. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Haloti bringing you all the action. 2-2 is low, count by Mario Fernandez behind the dish, but count runs full. Baldwin with a good at-bat here. They're going down 0-2. Has suddenly now run a full count. Full count with one out. Top of the fourth. Baldwin digging in. We're going to get a spark going. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, and Baldwin can't get there. It's another strikeout for Trevor Martin, his sixth on the night. Two outs now, and Jacob Gonzalez will get another turn at the plate. to left center for a base hit. Mario Fernandez on base. He's now got a multi-hit game. One on and nobody out. Chandler Simpson will step in. So Chandler Simpson will dig in. He's walked and he's gotten a single tonight as the speed threat in the top of the order for the Charleston River Dogs. Simpson, 6'2", lefty bat from Georgia Tech. Competitive balance round B selection in 2022. He swings at the first pitch he sees and lifts this one into left field. And after it, Lanzilli. Under it, makes the grab for the out. It's the first out of the fourth inning. Lanzilli grabs the fly out from Simpson. One out, and Cooper Kinney will step in. Xavier Isaac steps into the third time tonight. 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Isaac, the first round pick in 2022 out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. 6'4", 275-pound lefty bat. Top first round prospect, first baseman prospect in the Rays system. Pitch is hacked and a missed, 0-1 now. Xavier Isaac takes over the spot after the departure of the trade deadline move yesterday of Kyle Manzardo. The Rays trading Manzardo up to Cleveland in exchange for the righty Aaron Savali. So Isaac grounds into the fielder's choice. And the third goes Fernandez. So runners on the corners here for Charleston. Making his voice heard as Ryan Spikes has reached on a hip-high pitch. The umpires rule it a intentional hip-high pitch. And now Leland's going to come out and chat. Because they're going to have to get a new arm up and throwing. They're going to be all the time they need for this new arm. And that is one good thing. So all of a sudden, Drew McDaniel's night is done. He's ejected from this game. His final line, 3 2/3, 7 hits, 8 runs, 4 of those are earned. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. But it is a new arm on the way for Kannapolis. Here in this bottom of the fourth. Absolutely wild turn of events here in Kannapolis as Ryan Spikes reaches on a hip-high pitch and it's ruled intentional, so Drew McDaniel is tossed from this ball game. And now it looks like the lefty Anderson Comas is going to come in and pitch for the Ballers. Indeed it is Comas. Taking over for Kannapolis, big 6'7" lefty, 220-pound, 23-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. It'll be Anderson Comas taking the mound for the Ballers. McDaniel is ejected from this game after being ruled he threw a pitch at Ryan Spikes intentionally. McDaniel had a lot to say, and I truly don't think it was intentional. Again, I'm just up here in the booth. I'm not down on the field, and I'm not hearing some of the words that are being delivered down there, but I don't think there was anything malicious in the offering from McDaniel. Spikes is 0-2 on the night. He grounded out, and he struck out. There's no way McDaniel just plunked a guy out of frustration. Not especially with 2 outs in the inning. So John Diaz is going to dig in. The lefty Anderson Comas will take over. As mentioned, a 6'7" lefty. 0-0 on the season with a 0 ERA in 4 innings this year. Three hits, 3 strikeouts. He's walked just 1 batter. Has Anderson Comas converted from the outfield spot. He was an outfielder in the White Sox organization in 2021. He actually spent time in Kannapolis. 45 at-bats. He had just 2 hits. So the offensive role wasn't exactly a successful one for Anderson Comas. He opted to go in the realm of pitching. Now he's a lefty working out of the bullpen. And he's had a little bit of success thus far. He's allowed just 3 hits in 4 innings. So John Diaz will stand in with now a runner on first and 2 down. A wild turn of events again now. Runner on first and two down. Anderson Comas stepping in. Clock ticking down. He's got to throw a pitch soon. 2 seconds. 1 second. Here is the offering on the way. In the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez. Count will run to 1-0. John Diaz, the DH, steps in. He had a solo homer in the first inning. He struck out in the third. And a wild turn of events has put Anderson Comas on the bump. 1-0 pitch deliver.
The late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bryce Willits leads off here in the top of the fifth inning against Trevor Martin. His first pitch is looped into left field. That'll drop in front of Morente and be a base hit. And maybe the Ballers have picked up a little bit of offense here to start off the fifth. It's a leadoff single for Bryce Willits. He's on at first. One on and nobody down. And due up is Chris Lanzilli. Well, Trevor Martin on. Betancourt on the night. 0-1 with a ground out. Trevor Martin on the bump, inning number 5 of work. Here's the pitch. Outside and trying to stretch the zone, even at 1-1 now. At third is Bryce Willits. At second is Chris Lanzilli. Top of the fifth, Kannapolis trails 8-0. They're looking for some offense. 1-1. This one's lifted into right center field, hit well by Betancourt. After it is the right fielder, Cermak, though. He gets there in the nick of time to make the grab for the out. Tagging from third is Bryce Willits, though. The Ballers are on the board here in this top of the fifth inning. It's a sacrifice fly in the book for Yonaker Betancourt. One down as a sack fly into right. Sagging the ball in right was Cermak. At second still is Lanzilli. So one on and one down. Ryan McCarthy due up. So an RBI sack fly for Yonaker Betancourt has put Kannapolis now on the board. 27 RBI on the season now for Yonaker. As McCarthy digs in for his second half out of the night. First pitch grounded up the middle. Second baseman Kenny to his right makes the play. Routine to first he goes for the out. To third goes Lanzilli. And now two outs and a runner on third for Kannapolis with Juan Gonzalez digging in. Gonzalez singled his only at-bat of the night. Juan Gonzalez will stand in. Runner on third, it's Lanzilli. Ballers getting a run back here in the fifth inning. It's 8-1, Charleston on top. Pitch on the way to Gonzalez. Is in there, called strike. 0-1 on Juan Gonzalez. Again, Ballers trailing 8-1. Looking to get some offense rolling. At least one more run would certainly help. Rome wasn't built today. You want to chip away at this lead. 0-1. Check swing. Gonzalez goes after it, says infield umpire Tyler Hovick. Battling for the seventh time this season. They play each other a total of 12 times in the regular season. Kannapolis has the advantage at 5-1. As now time called, and home plate umpire Frank Jones has issued a pitch clock violation, so now count will run full on Juan Gonzalez. Honestly, kind of shocked it's the first pitch clock violation we've seen all night. Some of these guys have been ticking it down. 3-2 count, Martin sets. Gonzalez at the plate, here's the pitch. Swinging a nubber foul, just straight back, hit by Gonzalez. Count is still at 3-2. Been a game of mind tricks for the both pitchers tonight. McDaniel, of course, has been ejected from the game. He was thrown out after intentionally throwing at a guy. 3-2 count, two outs, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball, and Trevor Martin has another strikeout. Juan Gonzalez down, swinging and missing for the third out. Three outs now had in this top of the fifth inning. Bud Ballers getting one back. Yep. Trail just 8-1. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. 8-1 River Dogs here over the Cannonballers. He had a single back in the third inning and against Drew McDaniel. Anderson Comas in relief. 0-1 pitch is low and outside. 1-1 now on a Coleman Arez. Comas at 6'7", 23 years of age, free agent signing in 2016. By the Chicago White Sox, Coleman Arez on the 1-1, grounds this one up the middle, diving, stop by Camilleni, rushes the throw to first. It's not in time. Infield single for Coleman Arez. He's on pace for the second time tonight with a single. Multi-hit game for the River Dogs shortstop. Now one on and nobody out. Christopher Parente will step in. Christopher Parente gets another opportunity at the plate. Tonight he's doubled and he struck out, both against McDaniel. This is his first at-bat against Anderson Comas. Comas standing the lefty on the third base side of the rubber. First pitch to Parente, shows bunt and goes around on it. It is a strike, 0-1 on Parente. Parente third at-bat tonight, where he's attempted a first pitch bunt. And he's 0-3. Hasn't gotten it down on any of them. 0-1 pitch. Gets the bunt down that time. That's up the middle. Comas will field and throw to first in time for the out. It'll be now one out in the frame. Coleman Arez to second. So it's a successful bunt down. One down now. Runner on second is Coleman Arez. Mario Fernandez due up. Mario Fernandez will step in, a multi-hit game, 2-for-2 tonight. And second is Coleman Arez. Ballers trailing 8-1. First pitch to Fernandez is inside. A 1-0 count now on Mario. Anderson Comas on the bump. 1-0 count. Third base side of the rubber, as mentioned. Pitch in. Top of the order due up, top of the sixth inning here at Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park. Kannapolis trailing Charleston 8-1. Mario Camilleni, Eddie Park, and Brooks Baldwin due up against Trevor Martin. First pitch delivered is in there on the inside corner. Called strike to Camilleni, 0-1 on Mario Camilleni. On the 90s, 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout against Trevor Martin. Back for his sixth inning of work. The Rhiney has had a very nice night on the bump against these Cannonballers. 0-1 is inside. A hit Frank Jones in the leg. That can't be comfortable. It's a 1-1 count on Mario Camilleni. Eight punch-outs of the night through five innings for Trevor Martin. Again, eight strikeouts. He had 10 back on the 21st in Del Mar. Numbers on the front as Park swings the pitch. This one is a swing and a miss, and Park's bat goes flying. Needs a little more grip on that bat. Bryce Willits will flip it to Eddie Park, who saw the bat go flying. Needs a little more grip on that chunk of lumber. It does Eddie Park. So 1-1 count. Park will reset with some more sticky stuff on his bat. Of course, legal sticky stuff. You can put a little pine tar on that handle of the bat so it doesn't go flying. 1-1 count with one down. Martin from the line. The Rhinies look sharp. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and away. 2-1. Park wisely takes. Hawks. Baldwin awaiting on deck. Wind blowing out to right field favors the lefty bats. But actually the easier spot to hit home runs in this ballpark is out to left. Just 309 down the left field line. Whereas it's about 330 down the line in right. 2-1 to Park is on the outside corner, but not called a strike. Now 3-1. See what Eddie Park comes up with. Not a huge stolen base threat. He did steal a handful of bags out in Stanford. We'll see what he does here in the two spot. 3-1, Martin's pitch on the way. Park takes outside for ball four, and now the Ballers have found a base runner in their top of the order. Park with a one-out free pass. Martin will now have to deal with a base runner, and Brooks Baldwin will dig in. So Baldwin will step in, but it looks like Sean Smedley is going to come out, and looks like that is all for the Ronnie Trevor Martin. He goes an impressive 5 1/3 innings tonight after the walk for Park. Looks like a new arm on the way for the River Dogs. That'll send us into a quick break. We'll get you all the details of the new arm for the River Dogs when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and the Valley Live, of course, here in Charleston. River Dogs on top 8-1, but a new arm on the way to face off against Kannapolis. Well, the River Dogs have elected to move to the bullpen. 6'3", 205-pound Rod. So Gonzalez will get another opportunity. 0-for-2, a flyout and a strikeout. On the book for Jacob Gonzalez. Hartman with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. This one's taken upstairs and away. A 1-0 count on Gonzalez. On the season, Jack Hartman. 2-3, I should say. A 4.46 ERA. This is his 32nd appearance of 2023. Not far behind the Ballers, righty Billy Seidel, who actually leads the league with 34 appearances. 1-0 pitch on the way. This one's tapped foul by Willits. 1-1 your count. Hartman in 36 1/3 innings pitched entering tonight. 41 strikeouts, just 16 walks. Opponents are batting 271 against Jack Hartman, the former App State Mountaineer. 1-1 count with two outs. Willits the lefty bat, slightly open stance. Here's the pitch. Low one outside, 2-1 on Bryce Willits, the DH. Lanzilli awaiting the left fielder. Top of the sixth, 2-1 count on Bryce Willits, two outs. Ballers threatening. They trail 8-1, but every run helps. 2-1, Hartman with a look. Here's the pitch. This one is fouled straight back. Oh, my goodness. That's going to end up as a souvenir for a lucky fan. That one was roped back here. If it was a little lower and about 6 feet to the right, would have been right in my lap. 2-2 count with two outs. Hartman with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. This one's a broken bat. Grounder to the left field side of the infield. And the wild throw from the third baseman, Spikes, is going to allow Willits to reach. Bit of a weird play there. The shortstop in Colmenares was playing as up the middle as he could. And then Spikes was playing the line at third. So it kind of went in between there. Willits with a little weak broken bat grounder will reach. After Spikes laid out, made the dive and grab to his left, the third baseman got to his feet, made the throw. But Willits was already in at first. So now it's bases chock full of ballers with two outs for Chris Lanzilli. They're going to give Bryce Willits a base hit, as it was a well-hit ball considering the defense for Charleston. Bases are loaded with two outs for Lanzilli. This one's up and inside, and all of a sudden now, the plot is thickening here in Charleston. A 1-0 count on Chris Lanzilli. One swing of the bat, and the ballers might find themselves back fly. So a big spot coming here. Hartman's 0-1 to Bencourt. This one's flown into left center field. Playable for Barrette, who comes over from left and makes the grab for the out. That's the third out now of this sixth inning. The ballers do get one back, though, thanks to a patient approach from Lanzilli. He walks in another run with the bases loaded. That'll send it into the bottom of the sixth. Ballers still trail by six. Remember, nothing ain't over till it's over, as the great Yogi Chandler Simpson stands dugout. That's got to be painful. And he didn't get the ball. Man, that stinks. 2-1 on your count on Cooper Kenny. Now had Isaacs at second. Ryan Cermak will dig in with Isaac at second. And a two down now. Huge throw from Ryan McCarthy in right. Again, he played quarterback. He doesn't have those difficulties in throwing the ball. First pitch to Cermak outside. They get a 1-0 count now on Ryan Cermak, the right fielder. He had a three-run homer last time at the plate. Isaac gets credit for the single, and he advances a second on the throw. Cermak swings at the 1-0 and misses. 1-1 your count now, as Anderson Comas gets him with a changeup. On deck is Ryan Spikes, 0-2. In the hole is John Diaz. Nice play by Ryan McCarthy in right. 1-1 pitch for Comas. This is up and inside. Count will run to 2-1. Comas is only at 27 pitches on the night through two innings of work. Definitely been able to eat some innings, which is what the Cannonballers have needed. 2-1 count. Comas with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Inside, Cermak has to duck out of the way. Count runs to 3-1. Cermak, a three-run homer. He also reached first in the look at second. Here's the pitch. Inside in the dirt, blocked by Gonzalez, even at 2-2. Ballers entering tonight, three games back of the Charleston River Dogs for the Carolina League South Division. A tight race for sure. A couple of finals tonight across the board. In the Carolina League, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers fall 4-3 to the Carolina Mudcats. A suspension as well. 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ryan Spikes down on strikes. It'll be Anderson Comas picking up another strikeout. He has one to finish up this bottom of the sixth inning. Three outs are now had, and we'll head to the back third of baseball here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. We'll get you an out-of-town score look in the top of the seventh. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's 8-2 River Dogs.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where
a wise take. Count will run to 2-0. Two zero count, nobody out. McCarthy on the day, a strikeout and a ground out. He'll come set. 2-0 pitch. McCarthy takes up and outside. Isaac not holding the runner is now time called. Frank Jones offers time to Juan Gonzalez. Straightaway defensive setup for Charleston. Center fielder Simpson shaded a little bit to left center as Gonzalez flows the 1-2 and misses. Wild throw gets loose down the right field line on the snap throw to first. McCarthy's going to break for second. He's going to miss by Park, 0-2 on Eddie Park. 4-3, Carolina takes the completion of the July 9th game. And then bottom of the first and down East. Myrtle Beach on top 4-0. That game was suspended. They're going to resume it tomorrow up in Kinston. 0-2, pinch from Hartman. Upstairs, Park takes 1-2. Eddie Park is 0-2 tonight. A pair of strikeouts. He did reach on a walk his last time up. He's got two on here with a 1-2 count and one down. Hartman with a deep breath. Here is the pitch. Lothi to third, so it's a productive ground out for Eddie Park. Two in scoring position now and two outs for Brooks Baldwin. As now Sean Smedley, manager for Charleston, comes out, and it looks like that is going to be it for the Rodney and Jack Hartman. He's allowed just a little too much offense for the liking of Sean Smedley, and we'll see a new arm on the way for the River Dogs after this short break on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. 8-2 River Dogs on top, new arm on the way, and we come right back here in Charleston. So Brooks Baldwin will step in against a new arm on the mump for the Charleston River Dogs. 6'3", 211-pound Nagua Dominican Republic righty. It is Herlin Rosario on the mump for the Charleston River Dogs. Herlin Rosario taking over. Third arm used by Charleston tonight in relief of Trevor Martin and now Jack Hartman. As Herlin Rosario enters against Brooks Baldwin. 2-1 for Kannapolis. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one sharply grounded to first. Isaac stabs it with a back with the glove and plays to first for the out. It's a 3-U. Grable takes over his first pitch delivered. Is a bit inside and low to John Diaz. 1-0 your count on the River Dogs designated hitter. It'll be Diaz, Colmenares, and Barrette due up. Bottom of the seventh inning, Ballers trail 8-2. Zach Cable comes in, 6-foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old from Roswell, Georgia, as Diaz strokes this one high and deep right field, hit well. McCarthy looks up, and that ball is out of here. Second homer of the night for John Diaz, just like that. Diaz puts together another homer, as now they're going to say that ball's in play, and they tag out Diaz just shy of the third base bag. Oh, my goodness. The lights were going, and everybody motioned it to be a home run. Sean Smedley going out and saying it's a home run. Both umpires are now convening as a tag was made. McCarthy threw the ball in. Baldwin tagged him out just shy of the third base bag. Oh, my goodness. What is going on in this game, folks? John Diaz is going to touch home plate just in case. I don't think there's going to be a very happy crowd here if he is called out. As we'll see what the judgment is. They're going to say he's called out, and Sean Smedley is going to give the umpires a piece of his mind. as Tyler Hovick and Frank Jones are going to hear about it. John Diaz is put out. Oh, my goodness. Sean Smedley now offering his opinion to the umpires in the black shirts. As for the umpires around the ballpark in the seating bowl in a lot of different colored shirts, I don't know if their opinions are going to be voiced loudly enough as John Diaz is called out. First out of the inning is had now as Carlos Colmenares is going to step in. So Carlos Colmenares will step in after now one out in the inning. First pitch delivered is low. As now the home plate umpire Frank Jones is made a warning to the Charleston dugout saying, hey, I don't want to hear it anymore. One down now, 1-0 count on Colmenares. Cable sets on the bump. It is now time called. And there is no first base coach now for Charleston. Like a new first base coach to go out for Charleston. So Zach Cable with a 1-0 count on Colmenares. Cable's pitch delivered. Check swing. Did it go around? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire Frank Jones. Count runs to now 1-1. Certainly a close call. They are going to say that it was a double off the mat of John Diaz and then a fly ball as this one was on the first inning of tonight's game. He has reached base once tonight on a walk. First time facing Harleen Rosario. First pitch of the ball. Second pitch is spun in there for a called strike. 1-1 on Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez at the plate, Willits and Lanzilli to follow. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Rosario. This one is grounded foul. 1-2 here count now on Jacob Gonzalez. Ballers trailing 8-2 here to the Charleston Riverdogs, being out hit 11-5 here in the series openers. Just one of six games this week. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swinging on a little broken bat, blooper over the head of the shortstop. Colmenares in the center. Jacob Gonzalez, welcome to the Kannapolis Cannonballers, my friend. It's his first hit in the single-A level of baseball. It's a one out. It's a single now to lead off the eighth inning. One on and nobody out. Due up now is Bryce Willits, the DH. Willits will stand in with a runner on first and nobody out. Gonzalez is at first and checking the runner at first is not in time. He has to dive back in safely over at first. Willits tonight, a pair of singles. He's got a multi-hit game. He struck out in the second inning. His last at-bat was a single in the sixth. First pitch. This one's lifted in the air center field. Hit well back, tracking Simpson. Just shy of the warning track. Makes the grab for the out. Gonzalez will retreat to first, and it'll be a fly out into center for Bryce Willits. A well-hit fly ball, and if it was anybody except Chandler Simpson in center, probably would have been over their head for a couple of bases, but Simpson backtracks and makes the grab for the out. One out, and now Chris Lanzilli will dig in. There is an arm getting loose down the line for the River Dogs, presumably a shutdown arm, as this one to Lanzilli is up and in, a 1-0 count. Just past 9:30 here on the East Coast. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network for game one of this six-game set between the River Dogs and the Cannonballers, 1-2 in the Carolina League South Division. 1-0, this one is inside corner, called strike, 1-1 on Chris Lanzilli. Charleston River Dogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. One of the more loaded farm systems in baseball, and they only keep getting more and more talented. 1-1, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball. 1-2, your count. The White Sox, one of the more aggressive teams with getting some of their new draft picks to the single-A level. Other team that was aggressive was the Houston Astros, sending their first-round pick to Fayetteville. So a couple of first-rounders from this year slowly making it to the Carolina League. 1-2. Lanzilli chops this one foul on the 1-2. Keep it at 1-2. We'll do it again. Baller's getting three of the new White Sox draft picks here on August 1st, less than a month after they were drafted by the organization. 1-2 count with one down. Lanzilli stands in an open stance. Pitch on the way. This one's sharply grounded past the third baseman. Spikes into left field for a base hit. Chris Lanzilli is on for his third hit of the night. To second goes Gonzalez, and Lanzilli with another single to his name. That's now 2-1 and one down, and Yoniker Betancourt will step in. So Yoniker Betancourt will step in with two on and a one down now. At second is Gonzalez. And at first is Lanzilli. First pitch to Betancourt is inside and low. A 1-0 count now on Yoniker Betancourt. Ballers trailing 8-2. In there on the outside corner, 0-1. On to Ryan McCarthy. 24 years of age, second oldest outfielder on the roster, only behind Lanzilli at 25. 0-1 pitch. Curveball waved out and missed, 0-2. Again, five roster moves today. A promotion to Winston-Salem for our good buddy and Troy Clonch. All our best wishes to Troy Clonch. A year to the date. He is added to the White Sox system as an undrafted free agent signee. He's promoted to high A ball. McCarthy fouls this one off, ends up in the seating bowl. Heads up down there. It's an 0-2 count. Nice grab down there by the fan. 0-2 stays your count on McCarthy. Placed Troy Clonch in a promotion to Winston-Salem. Logan. Colmenares and Barrette, 1-2. This one is low and inside, 2-2 on Mario Fernandez. Chandler Simpson awaiting still. Fast spin minor league baseball. Cable looks in. First time he's gone more than an inning since July 5th, 2-2. This one is low for ball three. Count is full. It is still a full count. Mario Fernandez thought it was ball four. He ended up taking his shin guard off and running over. Even the infield umpire thought that was ball four, but it is 3-2 on Mario Fernandez. We're approaching 10 o'clock here in Charleston. 3-2 pitch from Cable. This one's poked in the center field. Coming over is Park. And McCarthy reaching after it. And grab made by McCarthy for the out. One down now. It's an F9 in the book for Fernandez. One out. One down. Chandler Simpson steps in. Simpson will step in. 80 stolen bases now on the season. And Zach Cable will face him for the first time here on August 1st. Apparently it's National Girlfriend Day. I'll give a shout out to my girlfriend, Miss Lauren, back at home. Probably tuned in. Might be making. Oh, 2 count, a 1 down. Cable sets, 0-2 pitch. And the dirt blocked by the catcher. Simpson's going to break for second. Throw from Gonzalez is not going to be in time. Chandler Simpson will break and head to second on a wild pitch off of the arm of Zach Cable. It won't be a stolen base, as he was not running on the pitch. So it should be just a wild pitch off the arm of Zach Cable. Blocked by Gonzalez. So Cooper Kinney will have a 1-2 count. And a mound visit now for Gonzalez to come chat with Cable. Sets. Pitch on the way. Outside corner called strike two. Now quickly 0-2. On to Ryan Cermak. Ryan spikes awaiting on deck. In this bottom of the eighth inning, Charleston leading your Ballers 8-2. They put up all eight of those runs before the fourth inning as the 0-2 is fouled off. Count will stay at 0-2 on Cermak. All the runs scored by Charleston tonight came against Drew McDaniel. Nothing against the bullpen. The 1-2 punch of Comas and Cable certainly have allowed their fair share of base runners, but no runs. Cable's 0-2. Low one outside. Check swing. Did he go? No. Says infield umpire Tyler Hovick. 1-2 your count on Ryan Cermak. Wind blowing out to right field again. Projected this week to get some nice weather except for Friday. Friday's not looking too great. Last I checked the radar. 1-2. Cable sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Zach Cable comes out and strikes out four River Dogs in two innings of action. Looks a lot better on the bump. He needed a good outing, and he gets one here in this series opener against Charleston. Strikes out four in two innings out of the bullpen. Good work from the righty Zach Cable, and that'll be it now to the top of the ninth. We go. Ballers trail by six. They'll have Juan Gonzalez, Mario Camilletti, and Eddie Park do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. To the top of the ninth we go in Charleston.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Lyatt.
6'4", 215-pound righty, former Virginia Cavalier, 20th round pick in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays, steps in. 0-1, you're counting Gonzalez. He swings and fouls it off. It'll be a 0-2 count now on Juan Gonzalez. Again, Gonzalez, Camilletti, and Park do up. Ballers trail by six. Still some time left, but not a lot, as Matt Wyatt takes over on the mound for the River Dogs. He is 2-5 on the year with a 4.91 ERA. This is game number 26 for him on the season. As this one's up and inside of Gonzalez, a 1-2 count now. Wyatt in 40 and a third innings pitched, 47 strikeouts. Opponents are batting just 250 against him. As the 1-2 count, we'll have to wait. On in, a runner now in scoring position, it's Eddie Park. With Baldwin at the plate, watching that one sail by his feet. Jacob Gonzalez, shortstop awaits on deck. Top of the ninth inning, Butler's down to their final out. They're being out hit 11-7 tonight. Pitch on the way. Chop towards second. This should do it. Kenny to his feet. Makes the grab for the out. And that is all she wrote. Final score tonight. Kannapolis drops their first game of this series with the Charleston River Dogs. It is 8. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here. High top Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park in Charleston, South Carolina, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers fall tonight. Game one of this six-game set, 8-2 your final score. It was a bit of a brutal night for Kannapolis early on. It just wasn't anything going their way. Charleston scored all eight runs in the first four innings tonight, and it got through early to the Ballers in this one. Kannapolis puts two runs up, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, but it's too little too late as Kannapolis drops game one of this six-game set. The good news is we still have five games left in this set, and the good news is, of note, the Kannapolis Cannonballers bullpen tonight did not allow a run. Drew McDaniel, the pitcher tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, allowed all eight runs. Four of those were earned, as there are a few errors in the field, but no runs allowed by either arm in the bullpen, Comas or Cable. So good work out of the pen for the Charleston River Dogs opponent, and of course your Kannapolis Cannonballers, to put together a nice effort in the bullpen. We'll get a look at some of the notable performances for both sides. Martin gets the win tonight, 7-4 with a 3.49 ERA. Drew McDaniel gets the loss, 3-8, his eighth loss of the season with a 5.23 ERA. on the plate for Kannapolis. A three-hit night for Chris Lanzilli. 3-for-3 with RBI and a walk. 2-for-4 for Bryce Willits. And a couple of hits tonight for Gonzalez. Jacob Gonzalez and Juan Gonzalez. Both guys picking up base hits on their night. The story tonight, though, was the Charleston Riverdogs, 11 hits. Everybody except Ryan Spikes picked up a hit, including multi-hit games from Diaz and Carlos Colmenares and Mario Fernandez, and then one hit each for Simpson, Kenny, Isaac, Cermak, and Barrette. Cermak, the big night, 1-for-4 with 4 RBIs, including a 3-run homer in tonight's ballgame in the fourth inning of action. Kannapolis had a bit of a rough go of it on the bump from Drew McDaniel. 3 2/3, 7 hits, 8 runs, 4 earned, 3 walks and 5 punchouts. Anderson Comas, 2 1/3, 3 hits, no runs, a walk and 2 punchouts. Zach Cable, 2 innings, no runs on 1 hit, a walk and 4 strikeouts. On the other side, the Charleston Riverdogs, Trevor Martin gets the win. 5 1/3, 2 runs on 4 hits, a walk and 8 strikeouts. Hartman goes 1 1/3, no runs. He walks 3, though, so is pulled after an inning and a third. Rosario goes an inning and a third. Shutout action as well. 2 hits and 2 strikeouts, and then Matt White comes in the ninth and slams the door shut on the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours, 51 minutes. There were a few ejections tonight. It was a bit of a hot-headed night for both sides, but we'll see how things roll tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston Riverdogs as we'll go into tomorrow. Game 2 of the 6-game set. It's a battle of the Southpaws tomorrow. Shane Murphy gets the start opposite.